Welcome to a special bonus edition of the Issue Is podcast. I'm Alex Michelson. This week, we're taking a bit of a break from the normal politics of the week. We'll get to that with other episodes soon. This is a special episode where we pay tribute to one of my broadcasting heroes, the late, great Regis Philbin. And joining us this week are two great broadcasters in their own right, Billy Bush of Extra and Meredith Vieira, now of 25 Words or Less. Of course, both of them have had long careers with several other jobs. Meredith, of course, on The Today Show, The View, 60 Minutes. But she also is a great game show host. She was the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire right after Regis was the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. She considers him a friend, a mentor. And I spoke with her about him. Here's part of our conversation. Talk to us about what Regis taught you about being a broadcaster.
Well, Regis really was one of a kind. I think Kathy Lee said there will never be another one like him, and it's true. He had a natural ability when it came to not just talking to people, but really listening. And he was a great storyteller, and he always put his subject above him. He always elevated the person he was talking to, never put them down, never used them as a way to shine light on himself. And that's an important lesson for broadcasters to learn. You're not the story. The person you're talking to is. And a good broadcaster knows how to listen. Plus, he was so self-deprecating, self-effacing. He never bought into the hype. He would joke about it. He'd say, you know, I'm the guy who saved ABC when he hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And he probably did, for that matter. But it was all in fun. He was a humble guy and a real sweet man. When I got my talk show, it's really hard to get guests. And Regis was one of the first who called and said, what can I do? What can I do for you? And that was the way he was with everybody.
He had a unique ability to be both humble and then refer to himself in the third person at the same time.
Right? Totally.
Regis.
But you knew he was joking.
Right.
And that's what made him, you know, that he was adorable, adorable. And that's why people loved him for sure. When I took over Millionaire, when it went into syndication, it's not like I was offered the job right away. Regis was offered the job, and he didn't want it. He'd had enough. He was ready to move on. And then I was lucky enough to get the phone call. And Regis, interestingly enough, he did not offer me advice. And I think that was because he didn't want me to feel I was entering in his shadow. So what he said to me is, you're going to be great, kid. In other words, don't worry about the past. This is your show now and own it. And that meant a great deal to me. And that was so gracious of him. A person asked me right before I started, how are you going to fill his shoes? And I said, I'm not. You don't try to fill the shoes of someone like Regis Philbin. You just do the best you can in your high heels.
In some ways, being a game show host is a little different than the traditional journalism that you came up doing. What did you learn about being a game show host from watching Regis?
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, in many ways, my reporting skills are what helped me because as a reporter, you need to relax your guest, the person you're interviewing, because very often they're very nervous and you need to get the best out of them. So those were skills that I brought to my job as the host of Millionaire because my contestants were always nervous. So I was able to, through my curiosity and interest, let them relax so that they could play the game. So I actually think being a reporter was a great way to become a good game show host. And I just, you know, I don't want to imitate somebody. What Regis showed me is that if you are yourself and authentically yourself, it will resonate. And stay out of the way of the game. Ultimately, the game is the real star. You're there to expedite things, to add your personality, but it's the game that matters. And I loved Millionaire. I loved the game. And I love doing 25 Words or Less because they're wonderful games. And as a host, I loved and continue to love giving people money. You know, I leave every day and I go, I didn't do any harm today. I helped some people out. I brought a smile to people's faces. Who could ask for more, especially in these days?
Our thanks to the great Meredith Vieira, who has been such an inspiration to me for so many years. It was a real thrill to be able to talk with her. We also got a chance this week to talk to a guy who I consider to be sort of like a natural successor to Regis in terms of his temperament, Billy Bush from Extra, he considers Regis to be his number one broadcasting hero, the guy that he tried to take after the most. So he joined us live on our Fox 11 special report. This is a show I do with Dr. Drew that airs at 7 o'clock weeknights on Fox 11 Los Angeles. And Dr. Drew and I both got to talk to Billy about Regis and hear plenty of Billy's Regis impressions. Here it is.
How did watching Regis change your life?
Well, nobody told his story better than Regis. And one of the great things about Regis, I mean, remember that opening segment is 20 minutes long. Right. And Regis never rehearsed it. He never ran over what he was going to say with a producer. He never bounced it off of anyone. It was stone cold. He would go out there and tell the story one time. And if it was going out for dinner with his wife the next morning, it turned into an incredible twisted caper with more turns in it. You had no idea what was going on. And there was no cue cards and there's no teleprompter. It's just Reg being Reg. And I thought, that's how you do it. He's just so relaxed. He's such a great storyteller. There's only one. What Carson was to late night, Regis Philbin was to morning television, period.
And I didn't realize he did not get into syndicated national morning television until he was in his late 50s.
Yeah, talk about a late bloomer. He was local in L.A. He was local in San Diego. He was local in L.A. He was local in New York, sharing a studio with GMA and then with, you know, WABC in New York, and they would turn the cameras. And finally, they said, we got to take a run with Reach. And sure enough, it was one of the greatest moves ever. And he went like crazy. And when he met up with Kathy Lee, it was that was it. That was magic.
He was Letterman's favorite, too.
Yeah. Letterman said, when we just retired, I stopped watching TV. I got done with TV because he was that good. But he was cantankerous. You know, he's the inventor of the third person. You know, if I walk around and go, the man is here. Regis would walk into a room and say, Regis is here. And that was, now Trump calls himself Trump and other people call, but Regis always called himself Regis.
Well, and he called him the Trumpster. I mean, they were very tight as well. Trump was sort of a recurring character on Regis's shows over the years.
Alex, yeah. One time, it was after Trump's wedding. Everybody had left. And everybody was there, from Simon Cowell to Bill Clinton to Chris Matthews to Kelly. Everybody was there. At Trump's wedding to Melania. Then everybody leaves, and I find out that Regis and his wife have come for the honeymoon. Oh. They come and stay for 4 days while everyone else leaves.
Wow.
So I prank called Regis from the set of Access Hollywood at the time, and I called for my name was Arturo in the kitchen. Would he like some special crumpets brought up, or as we call them, trumpets, here at Mar-a-Lago? And he was going, what are you talking about? Who are you? Leave me alone. I'm trying to see.
Obviously, Regis was such an important person to you. What was it like for you when you finally met him and when you were finally on TV with him?
Well, I spent a lot of time with him because I was the East Coast correspondent for Access Hollywood way back in the day. So I was on his set a lot. But I'll tell you what, the most special meeting was just a few years ago when I was on a little bit of a hiatus from television and he was retired. And we went and had lunch together, just the two of us in New York a couple of years ago at Michael's restaurant in Midtown. And, you know, he's the guy that puts his arm around you and says, you are doing great. You're the he would build up the person he was with, made me feel so darn good about myself. Somehow I paid the check. I can't remember. We walk out and he turns. That's the last time I saw him, and Lefty went west, across town, and that was it.
You know, I have to make a little medical statement here, too. As soon as people heard he died, they immediately assumed COVID. This is an important point to make, is that people are still dying of common medical conditions. So please do not delay going in and getting medical care. One of my fears is that maybe his coronary disease became more problematic because he resisted going to a hospital out of fear of COVID.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think his health had been failing for a while. And if you listen, like Kathy Lee today was talking about seeing him decline over the years. And a couple weeks ago, he just felt like he was about ready to go. His wife Joy said the last time that she remembers him laughing was with Kathy Lee a couple weeks ago. At 88, it's a life well lived, Billy. I mean, that's a reason to celebrate.
Absolutely.
You know, I say about Regis, here's the thing. Nobody called a television station and said they had a problem with what he had said or what he had done. Regis knew where the line was. He would tell a wild and outrageous story, but it was warm and inviting for everyone. When you could turn on the television, be entertained beyond belief, and it was just good, warm, cozy, fun, funny, spontaneous television.
Well, that means a lot for three guys on TV right now that don't always know where the line is.
So, right. especially tomorrow night, we have some guys joining us.
Pinsky's a huge problem. You're doing fine, Alex. Yeah. Pinsky, you can go off at any moment. Yeah.
I get it.
And so many of his friends had died. His dearest friend had died a week before of Corona, actually. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And she said, and the day that we came to have lunch with you, she said, was the last time I heard him laugh. Mm. So, well, that's just, that will forever be a precious gift the Lord gave me, that I got to laugh again with one of my best friends in all my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. You can just feel the love from Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show this morning. Their bond was so tight, and it grew stronger over the years. Billy, do you want to comment for a second on their bond and watching the two of them?
Yeah, you can tell a team when you see one on television, right? You know, you got each other's back. Someone goes a little far out and they're going with a skip. They're doing something that's maybe not working, but that person's got them. They've got them. It's a high wire act when you're on live television. And Kathy and Regis had that. You know, they had that bond, and they were friends till the end. They're out to dinner all the time, family friends with Frank and Joy. And it was a wonderful relationship, and the two of them were unbelievably great.
Well, Regis is one of those, like, legends that never going to be replaced. Like, Barbara Walters is on that, like, Mount Rushmore. Another guy on that Mount Rushmore is Larry King, who you talked to for Extra tonight about Regis. Here's a clip of that.
The kindest, happiest, kind of funniest person I know. I know no one who disliked him. No one. I have so many memories of Regis. We spent so much time together on and off the air.
Regis used to say, Altoona, you're live. Whenever he saw Larry. And Larry would ask him a question, and every answer Regis gave was to the camera. He would never answer Larry. Go, thank you.
He would answer. That's funny.
It's so great. And you know,
Kathy Lee, she's the brunt of jokes here and there, but she's truly a lovely person. And you know, it sort of speaks volumes about Regis that this is the woman that holds him in such high esteem.
Yeah, and Dr. Drew, another part of Regis's career, of course, is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was one of the biggest shows in the history of TV.
Yep.
You were on it with him. What was that like?
I was on. They brought it back with some special ultra-millionaire episode, and I was part of some brain trust they kept in a back room that they would go to us if they needed us for just, you know, that long. Yeah. But before, I mean, we weren't that important part of the show. We were on for 20 seconds. But Regis came back, said hi, told jokes, entertained, and then went to do the show.
And Billy, I want to say something to you. And I posted this on Instagram as well. I think of everybody that's on TV, you are the natural successor to Regis Philbin. I think you have his skill set and his charm more than anybody. And with respect to Ryan Seacrest, who I think is fantastic, as a broadcaster, to me, he's the natural successor to Dick Clark. Mm. But more than anybody, you are our modern version of Regis. And I have so much respect for what you do. And I know Regis had so much love for what you do,
too. But, Billy, you got to start talking like this. You're going to need to do that.
Is it Alex, or is it he would go to town for 10 minutes on your name alone? Yeah. That would be enough for him. Yeah. But you're kind to say there is only one Regis, but there are certain skills of his I just watched over the years. And the way he was so comfortable with people, I just loved what he brought out in people. There will never be another Regis Philbin. Just won't. Okay,
and it seems like that era of broadcasting itself is also sort of, unfortunately, passing away as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who knows? Well, Alex, I don't know. The two of you are doing a very nice job, too.
By selecting you to be a part of it, of course.
The number on the clock. Just dial it back a little earlier, and it's good bit.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Billy, thank you for taking time, especially during your vacation, to talk with us about a man we all love so much. And we can see more Billy, of course, on Extra every night right after us here. Billy, it is great to see you. And will you take us to break with a Regis impression?
Let me just say I very much appreciate the time that you donated. to Reach tonight. Two segments on a very hot show. Hot, hot, hot.
Our thanks to Billy, our thanks to Meredith, and our thanks to you for listening. Our biggest thanks this week is to Regis Philbin, who made so many of us laugh, brought so much joy to generations of Americans, and is sort of a rare breed on a show that often talks about politics. He was somebody that both parties really loved and respected, I hope there are more like him in the future. So we'll have our regular show with more of the political debates soon to come. But thanks for listening to this special bonus episode. I'm Alex Michelson. See you next time.